This is Ozarks at Large for a September 13th. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Michael Tilley. He is the editor-publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, and so much more for the entire region. How are you on this Friday the 13th?
I'm well, even with it being Friday the 13th.
Stay out from under ladders. That's my advice.
All right.
Not just today, any day.
I started to say, that's good advice for any time.
Let's see. Let's start with something that we knew was going to happen. It represents a change for the Fort Smith region, and that is the first two A-10 warthogs have left the area.
Right, and it came, I have to admit, this came as a little bit of a surprise to me. You know, the 188 said they would begin the drawdown this month, but, you know, you don't, I guess I didn't think about, well, they've got to cycle those planes out at some point, and so that started now, but two will leave, two more will leave in October, and I think two are set to leave almost each month until next June, or July, I think it is. But it's kind of a bittersweet thing because planes aren't coming back, at least not with the next mission. I mean, who knows what the future will hold, but, you know, this next mission is going to be, they're essentially converting to these A-10, these Warthogs, to what's going to be a remotely piloted aircraft mission. They don't like it anymore when you say drone mission, but and they're also intelligence. You know, they're going to move an intelligence unit up from the 123rd Intelligence Squadron up from Little Rock Air Force Base to Fort Smith. So we're seeing the planes leave. The good side is that we're not going to see a lot of job losses, according to what the Air Force is telling us.
A job loss total of about 17.
Right, that's what it looks like. And so let's just keep our fingers crossed and hope that's the case. But there are some things, though, that we will lose. I mean, I think there'll be some taxable sales, that those A-10s suck up a lot of jet fuel out there, and they require more maintenance, more money. But since we won't have planes, those type of sales won't happen. But at least we'll have that payroll impact that will remain.
Well, speaking of figures, it was kind of a week with some ups and some downs in numbers. Let's start with tourism in the Fort Smith region. Year to year, down in the summer.
Right, it is down, and it's continued a trend. And we kept, the tourism folks were telling us that they were hoping that would shift through the summer as more people travel. But what we're seeing is, according to what we're hearing from them, is that people are still traveling. You know, the vacation traveler and the business traveler, they're still traveling, but they're just spending less.
Yes, to that point, hotel numbers are slightly up.
Yes, and in Van Buren, the hotel traffic was up about almost 4% in terms of receipts. Now, some of that's going to be a function of hotel rates could change. But at 4%, you know, you have to think that's not all a price differential. But, you know, Merrill Keith at the Van Buren A&P says that they're hearing anecdotal evidence. You know, restaurants say, you know, people may still come in, they may still have the same traffic, but people won't get the appetizers, or instead of the steak, they'll get, you know, a chicken dinner or something. So we're seeing, you know, there's still some pressure on the consumer, both in Arkansas and nationwide, and we've seen that even in sales tax collections in Fort Smith. So it's a reflection of the overall economy, but although in northwest Arkansas, the past, we don't have the current numbers, but there are double-digit gains in some cities in northwest Arkansas.
What I thought was really interesting, drilling it down into this story that's on thecitywire.com right now, is that the amount of money being spent on food items at gas stations and convenience stores by travelers is going up. So some people are getting snacks, I guess, to carry them over.
Right, and you know, as we've talked before, these gas stations anymore, they're not the gas stations, Kyle, that you and I grew up with. You know, these are, you can get milk, you can almost get a pretty good list of groceries knocked out at a gas station anymore. Some of these, like Come and Go and Casey's and these things, and so I think that's a function. And you know, if you're with a family and you're trying to make time and trying to keep everybody gathered up, you know, you stop, get gas. If you can get something to eat on the go that's decent food, then that's an attractive option.
Interesting. If you have a capital campaign and you want to raise $50 million and you come out with nearly $57 million, I would call that a success.
yes, they had a success. The campaign went a little bit longer than what they had hoped, but still, you know, another $7 million. I don't think anybody's going to look sideways at that. And,
we're talking about UAFS, of course.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, University of Arkansas, their foundation raised, as part of their Giving Opportunity campaign, raised $56.89 million. Let's just call it $57 million. But, you know, Neil Pendergraft, who was one of the campaign chairmen, he pointed out that, you know, we raised this money and went almost, you know, 14% over the goal in what was very tough economic, continues to be tough economic times for the Fort Smith area. So they had a celebration this week, very pleased with it. And, you know, they have a lot of scholarships. It's going to be a lot of student support. I think $27 million, $28 million, I forget the exact number, will go to some endowed scholarship funds and a little over $5 million to some endowed chairs and professorship, so it's good support for this university. And, you know, and I think sometimes it's good to remind ourselves that, you know, this hasn't been a university for that long. I mean, so they have, I was out there for this event. It was nice to see the transformation. They have almost 1,000 students now living on campus. And I know folks in Northwest Arkansas may scoff at that, but for a university that's just been around for a few years, it's quite a shift. And it's good to see. It's good to see that youthful, energetic activity kind of in that UAFS enclave.
Did you say 1,000 living on campus?
Roughly 1,000. That's what Sandra Lamar with University told me.
That's quite an increase over just a few years ago.
Yes, it is. You know, they've built several dorm facilities just in the past 2 years, 2 to 3 years, have added some facilities and enlarged student dining, and they have a campus center, and they have a 24-hour in their new library, have a 24-hour center where you can work on computers and have printer access and all kinds of things around the clock. So it's interesting to drive by. I've had to leave Fort Smith sometimes late, early in the morning, and you can see that room at the library. And it's kind of like a beacon there on the campus. It's all lit up. So.
Finally, home sales numbers out again updated, and it's positive for the entire region.
Right, but even finally, Fort Smith is showing some good year-over-year numbers, which is a good sign for folks who've been watching the Fort Smith regional economy and wondering if it's going to turn around. But, yeah, the CityWire's, the Arkansas Home Sales Report, we look at data from the 14 most populated counties. It reflects about 70%, 75% of total home sales. And in the four markets, the home sales are up almost 12%. In the first 7 months of 2012 compared to last year. And in those areas, in central Arkansas, it's up almost 10%, up almost 13% in Jonesboro, up over 15% in northwest Arkansas, and up a little over 3% in the Fort Smith area. So the home sales market, the real estate market in Arkansas and in the four major areas is healthy, and it looks like it's going to continue to be healthy, even with concerns about interest rates, should be healthy for the rest of the year.
All right. Thank you, Michael. Have a good weekend.
All right, and go Hogs.
All right. Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of the CityWire.com that covers business, politics, culture, and much more for the entire region. Have a good weekend.
Yes, sir.